Data modellers believe half of all New Zealanders could be infected with Omicron within 4 months. The highly infectious COVID variant is circulating in Auckland and possibly the Nelson-Marlborough region, with experts saying it's days till it surfaces elsewhere. Now, because of that, they want boosters brought forward and a shorter gap between children's second vaccinations to protect as many people as possible. Here's our health correspondent, Rowan Quinn.
After so long with so little COVID, New Zealanders are about to become very familiar with the Omicron variant. COVID data modeller Michael Plank says we have to be prepared for some high case numbers.
It's certainly possible that once an Omicron outbreak really gets going, that we could see a significant proportion of the New Zealand population get infected, could be up to half.
He says that could take about 4 months from when cases start to rise exponentially, with a peak at 8 weeks and more people infected on the way down.
Now, a lot of those infections will be asymptomatic and a lot will be mild, particularly if people are vaccinated. But it's the small percentage of more severe infections that we still have to worry about, because that could still put a significant load on our healthcare system.
But Omicron is hard to model. It's only been on the world scene for about 8 weeks. Professor Plank and his team at Te Punaha Matatini are still finalising their detailed predictions.
That half is not set in stone. There's a lot of uncertainty around that. But B, you know, what we do will make a difference, and the actions we take now and over the coming weeks could reduce the number of people that get infected, and it could be a significantly lower proportion.
The Prime Minister says the government's planned for scenarios of up to 50,000 cases a day, but she stresses that's not based on modelling. Auckland's three district health boards are predicting a much more moderate 1,800 cases a day for the city at the peak, expecting to see that by early to mid-March. Epidemiologist Michael Baker wants the government to consider putting level 2-3 style lockdowns back on the table if the virus gathers momentum too quickly. He says no part of the country will be immune.
It's all going to happen very fast from now on. We may see cases of Omicron infection popping up all around New Zealand in the next few days.
Professor Baker says even those who get a mild dose will need to be prepared.
This infection is extremely unpleasant for many people. It's like the worst head cold you've ever had. So people need to have stocks of basic medicines like paracetamol and anti-inflammatories.
He says anyone due for their booster should get it now, because it could be just 2 weeks before the virus is much more widespread. The Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says next month his teams will consider whether to reduce the time people need to wait for a booster and whether to shorten the gap between jabs for under 12s.
And later on Morning Report, we will be speaking to Professor Michael Plank, who you heard there in Rowan's piece.